Thank you, Pastor Lynn. Our first speaker is Dr. Linda Vermouten from Bellevue. You will first notice her lovely accent. Dr. Vermouten was born and raised in South Africa. She is an articulate spokesperson for the values she holds dear. She achieved her PhD in clinical psychology, and as you saw, she is a current candidate for the State Board of Education District 2. Dr. Vermouten will speak about the effects of porn on children. Let's welcome her. Pornography in the schools, because you're laying down a pencil line, you're laying down a twisted, you're laying down a cable. Without even thinking, the children will be taken down the path of pornography. That's the horrendous reality of what is happening. The curriculum is systematically desensitizing children to things that they don't normally talk about, things that they are normally averse to talking about. And they are making them talk about it in school. They're making them role play in school. So that we call grooming. And that's what's happening in our schools. So we are hopeful tonight, as you know more information, you're going to become involved. Because this is a terrible thing that is happening in our schools. So this harms your children's brain. It changes the physical anatomy of the brain. So please understand. I'm not joking. I wish I was. See what happens in this table. It's very important. It's time that we get up and we speak up. And we show up and we say enough. We can't be silent anymore. We may be the majority, but it doesn't help if you're quiet. You have to speak up. Secondly, porn harms the children who have sex. Only sex. They are reading this stuff and this is what they're learning. Sex is selfish. It is violent. Oh, you don't need consent. And at the end of the day, well, it's kind of expected because you exist for my pleasure. We call that objectification. You're no longer a person, you're just a person for someone else. Is that really what we want to teach our children? I don't think so. I don't think our teachers want that either, but this is what's happening because of the agenda that's out there. So the brain, this image of your brain. What happens when those pleasure centers get an app? The dopamine, the norepinephrine, the oxytocin, and the serotonin going off, the happy chemicals. Boom. Why do people get addicted? Nobody says, I'm going out tonight and getting addicted to pornography. I'm going out and getting addicted to alcohol. Nobody says that. But this is what happens. You do it and you have this rush of pleasure. The problem is that we are giving children something that is too hard and too heavy for them to carry at their early age. Corrie ten Boom wrote in her book this phrase, and I love it. She asked her papa a question one day on the train. She looked at him and said, Papa, what is that? He looked at her like he always did, and he fixed his eyes on her, but then he didn't answer. He got up, and he reached up the top of the train, and he got his day case, and he said, Corrie, can you carry Papa's case off the train? And she tried, and it was so heavy, because he was a clock maker, so it was a clock box, or a big box. She couldn't lift it. Information you're asking for is too heavy for you to carry right now. But when you can carry it, I will give it to you. By then, you'll be able to lift up our suitcase also. And that's what we have to understand. It is our role as parents in the home to train children so that they are aware of what's going on. Because we see that porn harms the children's view of others. So now you're looking at others, and it's going to impact. It's not about a relationship, but it's what I can get from you. That's what it is. So we are destroying relationships that would be built upon a solid relationship for a family, for a marriage, moving through life. So porn harms others. We see recently a couple of reports in our nation. One young girl was actually attacked in the class, and if another student hadn't been there that was catching it, she might have been attacked sexually right there in the class. Another young, a biological male, went into the girls' bathroom and attacked the girl. No problem. They just moved into the district. See, that doesn't fix a problem. We have to wake up. What happened at the second school district? He went into the girls' bathroom and he did exactly the same thing. So when we have this idea that anyone can go into any bathroom, why won't we protect our girl? Biological male is a male. Biological female is a female. So it forms your children's view of others. And it causes horrendous effects. It causes depression and all kinds of other things. So we're going to look at what's the quality of life that your child is going to have. The child's quality of life is radically impacted by pornography. Reading porn and the explicit stuff, it reduces and reduces their productivity, their sleep, their homework, their relationships with family and friends is drastically impacted by this. It takes over all of their lives. So we have to understand that. It also causes children to harm other children. So this peer-to-peer contact, due to increased access of all the devices that they have, there is a plethora of places to access this. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the mirror effect. So your brain is not able to distinguish between reality and unreality. So, I see this lovely lady here in the front, and she gets angry and turns around and smacks the lady next to her. And she goes, my brain registered that I just hit that lady. That's what I'm saying. My brain doesn't differentiate between reality and unreality. So the children are watching pornography, or they're reading graphically illustrated pornography. It's in their brain, and their brain says, this is you doing this. You understand? And that's why this is so damaging to the children. So we see this idea of monkey see, monkey do. I like this picture. One monkey started out, and then all of a sudden the second monkey came, the third monkey came, and that's what's happening. They see what happens in these books. They read what happens in these books. Sooner or later, they go to action. any addiction. It is not enough just to dabble in it. It starts with just a little. And then because of those chemicals and that rush you get of pleasure, you need a little more. But you always need more than you had before to get the same rush. Short circuits the brain and undermines your secure attachments and intimacy. Okay? And here is the trap. Pornography begets loneliness. When I'm lonely, I go to pornography, go to seek comfort. It's a vicious cycle. This is what the children are being brought into. It's a lifelong impact. So it's increased rates of depression, anxiety, violent behavior, only sex, getting involved in sex early in their lives, increased rate of sexual promiscuity, increased teen pregnancy, and it destroys their view of relationships. They don't understand it's a give and a take, it's a shared thing, because that is being destroyed. So we have to clearly look at what's happening in our schools and say, no, not on my watch. Why am I running? This is why I'm running, for the sake of the children. Someone has to start standing up and speaking out.
Amen.
So there's infidelity, there's depression, there's loneliness, there's isolation, and there's increased rates of suicide. What we are seeing right now is we have a pandemic in our nation of suicide and depression. It's skyrocketed through the roof. All of my former students, I cannot get anyone in to see them for months. They're full. The waiting lists are full. Because we've never had this much suicidality and depression amongst the teens. And I wonder why. We're seeing that the mental health crisis is huge in the schools. Why? Because we're putting information on these little ones that's too heavy for them to bear. So I could have started out my conversation this way. Are you aware that the safest place for your child is actually not? Every day, your child is raped. Yes, they are raped. How? Emotionally and psychologically, when they're exposed continuously to these things. So you have to keep that in mind. Is that really what I want? And if you don't have kids in the district, it doesn't matter. You pay taxes. You have a vested interest in that tax. Go and speak to the school board. Get involved. You cannot stay idle any longer. The divorce rates are skyrocketing. And when we do the research, we see horrendous things of how when people start to watch porn, the divorce rates just double for men and triple for women. Who's hurt? The children. Because their families now, the one safe place, is ripped apart. And now they're forced to go between dad's home and mom's home. And I said, if I were a judge, it would go this way. This is the kid's house. Mom, you move out this week. Dad, you move out next week. That's how we go. Why has the kid got to go back and forth? They didn't bring this upon themselves. But there is more hope, armed with information. You need to talk to your children early in life. Don't be afraid. You can't freak out. parent the best person to talk to. Crush the shame. Allow them to talk. Get help if needed. Get professional help if needed. For every habit that has been learned, a new one can be learned in its place and taught by our teachers. So give your permission to your child to say no. No to teachers that are reading. No to teachers that are asking them to do stuff. And back the child up. Tell them, go to the principal's office. So when the principal calls, you say, yes, I told my child to do that. They don't want to listen to this material. You, the parent, have the ability, or the guardian, the grandparent, to empower your children. They need to know that they have your support. Now what? This is why you came, right? You came to know there is a problem. You came to hear the long-term effects. You also came